Well, good morning and praise God for each of you on the call today. Here it is, July the 2nd, and we yet give God praise. This is the day that He's made, and we're determined to rejoice and be glad in it. We're certainly grateful for your support and participation of this inspirational moment that happens each Tuesday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. The reason I say that is because we have people from across the country who are on different time zones, perhaps are listening, and we also do several platforms in terms of trying to get this brief inspirational moment word out. But we praise God for each of you, and we know that many of you are already moving about and making your way and already had your second cup of coffee and maybe working on that third. Be careful about that. It's hot out there. And so we praise God for how He's yet sustaining us. Can you believe it's July? And we're getting ready to celebrate the 4th of July. And I tell you, June just came in here and it left quickly. And July just popped up on the screen. But we're certainly grateful for God sustaining grace in the midst of it all. And we thank God for forgiving us of our sins. And, you know, oftentimes we fall short, and many times we never reach that level of expectation that we know God requires of us. But aren't you glad that we serve a God of grace who looks beyond our faults and get right to our needs? And so today, even as we prepare for this brief inspirational moment, I want to start with a word of prayer, and then we're going to look at 1 Peter, the second chapter, and see what God is saying to us through His word. God, we're extremely grateful for this day and for you including us in your plans for this day. We thank you that in the midst of everything that's seemingly falling apart, you somehow remind us that you have everything under control. Help us, oh God, not to focus our attention on what's happening around us, but what's happening in us. For you said in your word that greater is He that's within us than he that's within the world. We know that oftentimes we get caught up with what we hear and what we see. But God, help us to focus in on the fact that you've got everything under control. You said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and the world and they that dwell therein. So God, help us to keep our focus in this season and not grow weary in well-doing. We're grateful for how you continue to sustain us in this season and how you bless us even in spite of ourselves. And so now, God, even as we launch out into this month of July and the remainder of this summer, we pray the remainder of the year and the summer, we pray your keeping power. And then, God, we ask that you would just lift us to where we belong. Have mercy on us, we pray. Bless each person on the call and those who will even hear this message by playback. Many are yet still dealing with issues personally, and then there are issues on their jobs, and there are issues in their family, and issues in relationships, there are health issues. But God, we know you as a healer and a deliverer, and we know that all power is within your hands. And so we thank you, dear Lord, that you're working on our case and that you haven't forgotten about us. You said in your word that you would never leave us nor forsake us, that you'd be with us always, even until the end. So God, thank you for yet including us in your plan for what you have in store for this day. So we give you praise in advance. We love you and we honor you, and we thank you for being our God. In Jesus' name we pray, and those who love God said amen. Well, we hope that you're getting used to this heat. It's perhaps going to get a little hotter even as we make our way through this month and then over into August. And so we're encouraging you to stay hydrated and stay cool as possible and not get out there in the blistering heat unless you just absolutely have to. But there's a word today, as I was meditating, praying, and deliberating over what I would share, found in 1 Peter, the second chapter. I want to read these first six verses. You're familiar with these verses found in 1 Peter. It says, "Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded." Wow, isn't that a powerful scripture? I tell you, there's a lot there, and I think God is trying to get us to see that he's talking about how we increase our faith and how we grow and how we build. And then he talks about the importance and the significance of sacrifice. You know, we ought to bring the sacrifice of the Lord into everything that we undertake to do. In other words, we ought to think about how God sacrificed for us, how he gave his life, how he died that we might live. And so our mindset ought to be of such where we bring the sacrifice of the Lord into everything that we do. How do you say that, preacher? Why do you say we bring the sacrifice of the Lord? Well, the Bible reminds us that we need to present our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be what? Transformed by the renewing of our mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And so it's because of your sacrifice, it's because of the attitude, it's because of your gratitude, it's because you carry a reminder in your spirit every day as you make your way, that you're bringing the sacrifice of the Lord with you, and you're reminded of the awesome sacrifice that was paid that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So if we are to be in proper relationship with God, then it's because of our sacrifice. Isn't that something? So what we find here in 1 Peter, as he urges the believers, he says, look, you need to get rid of all of the malice and all of the deceit, all of the hypocrisy, all of the envy, all of the slander. And then he goes on to say, you need to crave the pure spiritual milk like newborn babies. And so when we do that, when we lay aside, so there's something that we got to do. We got to get rid of some things if we're going to bring the sacrifice of the Lord. We're going to embody that if we're going to represent that. He says, we've got to get rid of the malice, the deceit, the hypocrisy, saying one thing, doing something else, the envy, looking at what others have, and then, you know, talking about them and not appreciating the blessing and enjoying and participating in what they have, the slander. And he says, but here's what I want you to do. I want you to desire, I want you to crave the sincere milk of the word like newborn babe. He's emphasizing here the importance of growing in your salvation. Sometimes I think we can get so stuck in a rut, and we can get so melted down in our belief and in our faith till we don't grow in our salvation. We get satisfied and we become stale and we become stuffy and we start going through the motions and missing the master. But Peter is letting us know that it's important that we grow in our salvation through a genuine desire. Here it is, for God's word. And then he goes on to say, he describes Christ in this text. And we're in 1 Peter, those of you who are just joining us, the second chapter, and just kind of walking through these first 6 verses. He describes Christ as the cornerstone and a precious stone for those who believe in him. So Reverend, what does all that have to do with us? And what are you trying to get us to see here? Peter is talking about growing. He's talking about building. He's talking about the importance of sacrifice. But this passage reminds us of a need to continually pursue spiritual growth by turning away from our sinful behavior. So, you know, we get caught up in a celebration and we get excited about an event. And many times we fall back and we get back into the ruts of life and in our sinful behaviors. But he said, no, you got to rid yourself. You got to turn away from all of those things that hinder and prevent you from being who God has called you to be, so that you can actually bring the sacrifice of praise and the sacrifice of what God has done in your life to every situation that you find yourself in. And so he said, our behavior ought to match our belief. So just as the cornerstone is critical and crucial in building stability and alignment in a structure, he's saying that Christ should be at the center of our lives as believers. Isn't that powerful? You have to build your life on a strong foundation. Somebody shout hallelujah. And you have to make sure that Christ is at the center of everything that you are trying to do and everything that you're trying to accomplish. Christ should be at the center of our lives by anchoring ourselves and thirsting after his word and anchoring ourselves on him through faith and obedience. That's where we find strength. That's where we find our purpose. That's where we find the blessed assurance to continue to run on to see what the end will be like. And we have the assurance in navigating life's challenges with an unwavering trust in our Savior. I tell you, you know, this world throws at us so many curveballs and so many difficulties, so many obstacles, so many challenges. Many times we can lose sight of the fact that God's got us and we got him. We got something precious on the inside of us. And we have to keep our focus and our attention on the one who sacrificed his life that we might have life. And so that's what I want to just leave with you today. Continue to trust God. Continue to desire the sincere milk of the word in this season that you find yourself in. Don't grow weary. Trust the timing of God. Know that he is indeed an on-time God. And he's promised in his word that he would supply all of our needs. And so whatever you need to do to stay in spiritual shape, just like the baby desires that milk in order to grow, we have to desire the sincere milk of the word that we might be able to grow thereby. All right. Well, that's the word for today. If we're going to be in proper relationship with him, we have to bring a sacrifice of praise and then our bodies as living sacrifices. And we bring the sacrifice of the Lord and we embody that in everything that we undertake to do. Come on, let's pray. God, we're eternally grateful for another day. Thank you for your word that speaks to us about growing, about building, about continuing to desire the sincere milk of the word that we might grow thereby. We thank you, dear Lord, for spiritual disciplines that's in place, even in the face of obstacles and distractions. And we're grateful for how each time we get into your word, each time we study your word, we find what we need in order to continue to move forward. Bless those who are yet rehabbing and those who are yet struggling with loss of loved ones, and encourage them. Lift up bow down heads even as we move forward into this day. And so we give you praise in advance for what you're going to do. We love you and we honor you and we thank you now for being our God. In Jesus' name we pray. Those who love God said amen. Look, don't forget now, keep those spiritual antennas up today. As you make your way, I believe God's going to use you to be a blessing to someone else. After all, we've been blessed to be a blessing, saved by God to do some saving, and loved by God that we might love somebody else. The playback number is 605-475-3228. Hope you have a fantastic day and be blessed as you make your way. Until next time, be blessed.